Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Twitter's at TNT Radio Empire. There's an email out there. What's the email address there, Todd?
TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Facebook, official Facebook page, all that kind of stuff. Check it out.
Official Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Listen to the show, the podcast, anywhere in the world. And also, Alexa streams a show.
On a bunch of different platforms. Mm-hmm. No platform has ever kicked us off.
No, you're right.
For telling lies.
Right.
Even though we lie all the time. We don't lie about anything important.
No, we don't. We do not.
We are not a threat.
I don't know. It was on this date in 1993. The Supreme Court ruled that people who commit hate crimes motivated by bigotry may face a harsher punishment and that religious groups can sacrifice animals.
All right.
Is that the same ruling?
Yeah, it was a side
same day.
Oh.
Same day.
So that'd be quite the case.
I thought it was an amendment.
Yeah.
One of those riders they attach.
Oh, you can slice a chicken if you're a voodoo person.
Listen, we'll say beating up an Asian guy because he's Asian is a hate crime, but we got to be able to beat up chickens.
Right.
you got to give us that.
Beat up chickens. You don't sacrifice, just beat them up.
Apparently, Kit Kat, the...
Kit Kat bar?
Bar, mm-hmm. The candy bar, is coming out with a new flavor, Fruit Loops. Flavor.
Oh, that sounds good. I don't know why that sounds good.
I don't either. It doesn't sound good.
Okay. Well, it's tough to improve with a Kit Kat.
And it's tough to improve on Fruit Loops.
Yeah, so.
Is it? Am I wrong that I've never.
Well,
really
we
liked
picked.
Fruit Loops.
We don't
I think
pick,
they're the fruit. I think they're the same as all the other fruity, no good cereals.
Yeah, they're tasty.
I had a problem.
They're better than Fruity Pebbles, that's for sure.
The texture.
Oh, no, I would disagree with you on that.
I would
Fruity Pebbles,
No, you guys are wrong.
I don't like the texture of the Fruit Loops.
Maybe you'd like Fruit Loops in the Kit Kat. You'd like that texture.
Do you not like Apple Jacks either?
Oh, I love Apple Jacks.
No, not particularly.
Oh,
that's the same sort of texture.
Yes, it was. Very similar.
They've got a lemon Kit Kat that I was reluctant to try, but it's really good.
Yeah. Well, it's still going to be good. It's just you might not like, you know. It ain't like you're tasting the new ass Kit Kat, you know.
Right.
This is all flavors we like. So they're going to go, oh, my God, it tastes like ass. Well, it's right. Called the Ass Kit Kat.
It's what
made
did you
out
expect?
Of Kit Kat and ass. Right.
Now, if there was just Fruit Loops or just Apple Jacks in the house, of course, I would eat them.
All right. Mm-hmm.
But they weren't my preferred.
Oh, preferred, no.
But not the go-to like them, cereal.
I forgot about Apple Jacks. I have to buy some. Damn it.
I think I would prefer.
Thanks for that one.
Yeah. That's an amazing. Apple Jacks really figured it out.
They did.
You ever had Rice Krispie treats with the Fruity Pebbles in them instead of Rice Krispies? Those are good.
That's pretty good.
Oh, that does sound good.
Is that when you have your middle school bake sales in your garage?
Yeah.
With the neighborhood girls, right?
Come on, let's bake.
College football playoff confirming it may expand to a 12-team format. The committee is recommending the playoff.
They're going for it, man.
Oh, but the children... Too many games. They're going to get hurt. You know what I haven't heard? Whose take I haven't heard? I've heard every sportscaster's take and a couple of congressmen because they're on the committee. But, they're worried about guys getting hurt. Is it too many games? How about talk to the players?
Right.
Do the players want this? I bet you they do.
They want more. I was surprised they went the whole way to 12. I thought that originally they'd just go to 8. And I saw Will Bond and Kornheiser bitching about it. But the bottom line is, and Will Bond was saying, we don't need more football. Yes, we do. And yes, teams deserve to be in the playoffs. But also, I like what Kornheiser said. You're making them play 16, 17 games, pay them. Pay them.
Yeah.
Or how about ask them? I would like to hear somebody ask a college football player.
They'd rather play on the field.
Mind? I bet you they would say, yes, we would like that. Yes, we like this
idea. Of course
they
would. Yeah.
Nobody's talking to any of the players.
They haven't
thought to get their input at all.
They never do that with these college kids.
No, I know.
Kids.
They're an unpaid workforce that the powers that be don't care about. They don't care about it.
I wonder if part of that is because by the time these changes would be enacted, those kids would be out of school.
Well, why don't they do it this year? How long is this one now?
Oh, this would not – the 14 playoff agreement goes through – the 2025-26 season.
Can they rip that up?
They're saying that what I'm hearing is they're going to stick with that.
You got to rip it up, you would think.
I think I heard him say yesterday 2023 would be the earliest.
Well, then they're going to rip it up then. Good. All right.
They said this year, next year, same. But 2023, they could go to this.
So for people that haven't been following this, in a 12-team format, the top four get a bye.
Right.
And then you move on.
And those games are played on campuses.
Right. Yes, the early ones are.
Yeah.
And 16, yeah. Don't worry about Husker fans. You're not going to be there. I heard this dumbass argument. And you always hear this. First of all, I hate saying people arguing is good for – no, it's not.
No.
It's not. Play the damn game.
Yeah.
And then I hear this. What about the 13th team? Screw them. Don't care.
That's far enough down the line.
Do not care. It's so far down the line, and I don't care.
Right. No argument.
There's always going to be a team that just about made the playoffs.
And I think that's probably why they didn't do 8 and they did 12, because I think if it's 8 and people would bitch about 9 and 10, I get it, but I still think it's too late. But 12, no, doesn't matter.
Yeah, but the formula they had, it would include, like if you were the Pac-12 champion, but you were kind of mediocre. You might not make it in.
Yeah, it's a top 6 conferences, yeah, right. And there are like 8 conferences.
Just because you win your Power 5 conference doesn't necessarily mean you would get in.
Right.
But highest-ranked conference champions and the 6 remaining highest-ranked teams.
Right. The problem with this also would be there might be 5 SEC teams in a 12-team playoff.
But the chances, Todd, of a team winning the Pac-12
and not,
being one of the top 12 teams out there is very low.
It is very low. I think so, too.
I think a Pac-12 team will get in there. They put a good set of parameters here.
I like it.
Yeah, I like it. Let them play.
Yeah.
Well, this way
everybody gets a shot.
Unless the rules are really weird, you'd have the top 10 just playing it out for the national championship, plus 2 teams.
And why should some team lose one game and just be done? That makes no sense. And the anti-playoff people are always, this doesn't make that game in November important. Yes, it does make it important because you got to win your conference to make sure you're in the playoffs. So all this stuff is important.
Would they still play all the crappy bowl games?
Yes. Some of these playoff games would be bowl games.
Yeah,
would some of these playoff games or bowl games become playoff games?
A bowl game would rather – they want to be a playoff game.
I'm sure they would.
It means nothing, except they're playing at home.
The first round, the 5 through 12 matchups would be on the campus of the higher seeded team.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I also saw somebody throw out the idea that if they were going to do this and go to 12, they shave the one game off the regular season.
They won't do that because the big teams want that home game.
Money, too.
Yeah.
TV money.
How about then you just have an exhibition game? Like, let's say hypothetically, the Huskers don't make the playoffs.
Hypothetically.
Yeah.
That's a stretch.
You could have them play like the state high school champion, and people would fill that stadium.
They still pack it no matter what.
Yeah. Right?
That's good. I'm surprised they went to 12 early on.
No. This recommendation on expanding the playoff will be reviewed next week.
I understand that, but these guys are the guys that
just
are tight asses about
right, that. They're throwing that out there.
I'm just glad
and
they're
yes,
doing
Will
it.
Bond, we do want more football.
Yeah. This kind of football.
College football goes away for a whole 5 weeks. Stupid.
This would get rid of that completely, wouldn't it?
Right. Yes, it would. They'd play right away.
Or you wouldn't have to wait a month before the championship game?
At least. Maybe sometimes it's 5 weeks.
Well, and who's not sick of there really being like one spot up in the playoffs that's really up for grabs?
Only one.
Because, I mean, Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State
that's it.
Are pretty much in there every year. It's boring.
Right. Yeah, it'd be good to see college football in the month of December.
Yeah. But don't those names rotate? Was it, 10 years ago or however long ago?
Well, not
you
recently.
Had different names that are always going.
Yeah, but not recently.
Yes, that's the point.
Not recently.
It's
though.
Recent, and then yeah,
Alabama's never going away.
Cyclical.
Clemson's never going yeah. away. They're getting the best players.
Well, USC will cycle through. It'll.
Yeah, everything not. Cycles through.
But screw the Trojans.
But for 10 to 12 years now.
It's been Alabama.
It's been Alabama and Clemson.
Right. It ain't cycling through those schools.
No.
They're getting the best players in the country, both of them. And so is Ohio State.
When you have two teams like that that then count for half of the playoff teams, it takes away some of the excitement.
I like 12.
Yeah. You got to throw in a Cinderella.
Yeah.
Make it interesting.
You get that chance for – I mean, think of how you root
not
for
even
a Cinderella.
Just a team that has a shot of just playing them.
Yeah.
Put them on the field together.
Or just one we haven't seen in the playoffs before. That'd be great.
Yeah. They'd be able to prove it.
Instead of the usual suspects that you're going to get when you just have four.
Well, wouldn't you have had like a BYU and a Coastal Carolina or whoever that were having
sure.
a really good season?
Right.
Throw them in, see what happens.
Yeah, it was Coastal.
Maybe they have a good day and knock off a blue blood.
It's bad. Even if we're like, 12, I'm like, well, the Huskers will never be in it then.
They will eventually. They'll make that 12 eventually.
Maybe within a decade.
Of course they will. Yeah. They'll make that 12 eventually.
As soon as he gets his guys.
Yeah.
Well, this situation.
The guys are
coming. This reason I don't think this will help is there are teams that aren't going to beat. Like, my team is on the same side as Ohio State. So no matter, Penn State could go 12-1.
This gives them a shot.
They'll lose to Ohio State. Now they could be in that final 12. Same with the Huskers over here. Wisconsin State starts dominating or Iowa starts dominating. The Huskers could be lose that game and still might get in because they're going to be in the top 12.
Right.
You know? And then maybe down the line in the playoff, you get those interconference rematches. And tell me that wouldn't be great.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, it would be. They should start this
year. Put
beer
everywhere like Iowa does.
But it's not like the pros. These boys are the fairest.
Pay these kids too, by the way, because they are going to be busting their ass playing a lot of football.
I heard Osborne getting called out on local sports talk radio.
Oh, really?
For being the reason that there's not beer in Lincoln.
Oh, well, that's the reason. Because weed kills, beer doesn't. Right. We know that.
Right. Yeah, I don't get people worshiping the teetotaler.
Nope.
When they're quite the opposite.
Right. All of them are. Every Husker fan I know is a big drunk, and I appreciate that.
Diametrically opposed.
One of my favorite parts about Husker fans is they drink their ass off.
Speaking of, I'm seeing an advice column here.
They worship a guy who would never hang out with them.
Never hang
ever.
Out. Well, we know that from the last president.
Sure.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Seeing an advice column here, and the woman writing in says that she quit drinking, and her husband said he would quit with her as well. She quit. He didn't. He now drinks 200 beers a week.
To put up with her sober ass?
That's 30 beers a night.
Is it 30 a night?
200 a week.
30 times 7.
That'd be 210.
That's a lot of beer.
You must take Sundays off.
It cuts back.
He drinks 20 on Sunday.
Yeah.
It's the 30 beers a day?
If she's counting correctly.
She might exaggerate.
Yeah.
She exaggerated.
Did she have to quit because she was a drunk?
I forget why. It doesn't matter.
You'd have to drink around the clock or really drink just, 3 beers an hour
bam, bam,
if you started
bam.
In the evening. Yeah.
No, that's just it. You just have that, like, you drink it all day, right? You don't wait until 7 like Todd, drink 30 beers.
Oh, you couldn't?
No. You have a job where you're in your garage all day.
No, and he swills it as he would a bottle of water.
Water, right, yeah.
It has no effect on him. If you're drinking 210 beers.
I wonder when he starts to feel it. Each day, I mean. They say he drinks 30 beers a day.
Yeah.
It's my 19th. I'm starting to get a little buzz.
It would probably be about that.
It probably would be. First of all, the first 10 would have the cure the way you feel from the day before.
Yeah.
Every day. Man, that dude ain't living long if that's true.
That seems like a lot of work.
Right.
Yeah, he's really into it.
Yeah. His recycling bin has just be overflowing.
How bloated are you, man?
Exactly.
Jeez. Oh, I'm sure he has a belly to begin with.
Yeah, I knew a skinny beeraholic, man. A buddy of mine passed away, and he drank tons of beer. Alcohol probably killed the guy, but he was always just rail thin. So it depends on their, metabolism, I guess.
Right.
And he could drink a ton of beer. But he also died at 49. From the time he was 20 to the time he was 49, he just drank a lot of beer. And alcoholics like that don't eat much either. Because you don't have time to, because you're drinking right. 30 beers a day, man.
Well, you're full.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Though there's no real goodness in that.
No goodness at all.
No nutrition.
Dr. Mino, check in on that.
This guy's farts have to be a major issue. Oh.
Beer farts are just farts for him, right? Yeah.
Does it depend on
the beer? Farts, you mean the farts?
Does different beer make you fart more or less?
I think it was always the food I ate with it, the beer.
I remember in college, we used to drink some really, really cheap beer.
Oh, I did too.
And that made us really gassy.
Yeah.
Wisconsin Premium was the cheapest thing at the liquor store.
Seems to be a misnomer.
Wisconsin Premium. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably laced with cheese, wasn't it?
Oh, probably.
Of course, we drank.
There's your nutrition.
We drank Milwaukee's Best. That was certainly not the best.
I drank Milwaukee's Best, too. The Pounders, they were brutal.
Terrible.
Keystone Light is putting out a smooth operator vest. I guess you can get it today for $15. At least here in about 12 minutes, you'll be able to get it today.
What's
for
a smooth
$15.
Operator vest? What is it?
It goes like this. This vest for Keystone Light comes with a collapsible stool, two high beam lamps,
so
a waterproof speaker,
comes one of those too.
A fishing rod and reel, a stock tackle box with 308 pieces,
Todd.
A hiking stick, a phone pouch, a storage strap, two solar power banks, and a cooler compartment that will hold a six-pack of beer, and another insulated compartment for more beer.
Todd.
Yeah, it looks like
I'm sure it's quite cheesy.
It's a front pack.
It comes with all that for $15?
$15, but, it's going to be sold out in a minute.
And it says Keystone Light on it?
Yeah.
All right. Fishing,
like
Todd.
You're like you're wearing a tackle box.
On the front of you?
Yeah, on the front of you, like you're carrying a baby.
Oh, really?
Except
okay.
Except it's your tackle box.
Yeah. Yeah, you wouldn't want to wear this all day.
No.
But then you get the bumping speakers and the solar power paneled headlights, and you're good to go.
But for $15,
that's partay.
It's cheap.
Oh, it's
crap.
All crap
it's
quality.
All crap,
that,
right.
That turns it from a camping into a partay. Not just a party.
A partay.
A partay.
Partay.
Yeah. Right.
Always more fun than a party.
It really is. Yeah.
Our porn collector, Roger, to hang on because.
Yeah,
we got hard rules. Top of the hour.
Will do.
Hard rules. We have to pause or else.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcast now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding right your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.